We'll continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Tez Vav. Shloi Luskashis Alameis Yos Medai. A person should not overly mourn. Siv Alf Emes Kashis Alameis Yos Medai. We shouldn't mourn more than necessary for a nifter. Shnema Al Tifka Alameis Val Tonod Loi. Don't cry more than necessary. Vamru Chachamenu Zuchrein Levracha. V'chesh Aloi Mekain. Is it possible to say that one should not cry when he loses a relative? El al tifk lameis yos medai. Don't cry more than necessary. Val tanut loy. Don't grieve yos mekashir more than the amount that the halacha tells us. Okay, tzad. What does that mean? Shloish yom lebechia. The first 3 days we cry. Shiva. The first 7 days are lahesped. And shloishim legis for tespiris. Afterwards, we may not iron the clothing and do laundry. The first 3 days of the Avelis is when the nefesh, the neshama, and the guf have a hard time separating from each other. And that's why the first 3 days are particularly difficult. And afterwards, during the shiva, there's still a connection, but after the first 3 days, it's not the same. Somebody, as we're learning, that one should not overly grieve, one has to cry, should cry when he loses a relative. And even if somebody is an individual who has a hard time crying, under these circumstances, he should cry, show grief when he loses a relative. Bikam ve'elech, after this, you can't be more compassionate than I am. Somebody who grieves more than he should, it could cause that he will have to cry for other niftarim. When is this halacha applicable? B'sharam, by other people. When we speak about a tam chacham, then we have to see how much of a Talmud Chacham he was and how much Klal Yisrael needed him. Even by a Talmud Chacham, ein baichem alav yos mishloishim yoyim, we don't grieve more than 30 days. The Yad of Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom, he's no better than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ksiba of Yivka, as Moshe Shloishim Yoyim, Moshe Rabbeinu, we grieved 30 days. A person who died, Rachman Tzlan, with children, there's a special point in grieving, and maybe even grieving more than normally the amount is done. When we say a hesped, the hesped could be said by a Talmud Chacham even past the Shloshim, but up to 12 months, unless they did not become informed that this Talmud Chacham passed away till after 12 months, then we could make a hesped after the 12 months. Even though we're saying that a hesped should not be said after 12 months, on the day of the yard site of the nifter, we could say a hesped even many years later. If somebody from the family passed away, the entire family should be concerned. When we have a pile of stone, if one stone moves, all of them shake. When there's a death in the family, it's an indication Midas Adin Mesucha Kenegdam. They're under the influence of the Midas Adin Achi Srapa Matmat until it weakens. Kikol Shiva Acherev Shlufa. The entire Shiva, the knife of the Malchamavis, is outstanding. Vat Shloshim, until the Shloshim Hiro Fefes, it's weaker. Veina Chayzel Tara doesn't go back to its sheath until after the year of Avelis is up. Therefore, during the first 3 days, year Avelis Atzmai Kilocherev Menachs LeBenk Seifav, the Avel should view himself as if there's a sword over his head. Mishloish Vatshiva, from the 3rd day to the 7th day, Kil is a Kufa connected to Karen's office, as if it's in the room in a corner. Mishiva Vatshloish and Kil Averis Lefanu B'Shuk. After the shiva until the end of the shloshim, it's like passing him in the street. But still, the entire year of Avelis, that family has to be concerned but that's by a parent. By a sibling, it's till after the Shloshim. However, if a boy is born in that family, the Srapa call a Mishpacha. The whole family, that's a refuah for the Mishpacha. And even if the baby boy was born before the Patira of the Snifter, but the Bris was after the Levaya, so then that's also considered as if the Nisrapa call a Mishpacha. V'dafka Zachar, but it's only by a boy. The Zachar Bal Olam, when a baby boy comes to the world, Shalom comes to the world. And the way the Mefarshim explain is, as we learned, when somebody passes, it's like passes away, it's like that stone that was taken out of the pile. But when a baby boy is born, it's a new stone that's replacing the old stone. If somebody from a group passes away, the entire group should be concerned. That's, however, it's only if the person didn't die of old age. If the person died as an old man, unfortunately, that's the way of the world, and therefore we don't have to be the same level of concern. Somebody who doesn't perform avelus, like Chazal said, hareza achzer, he's acting in a cruel fashion. Al yir mishnasoi, the person who loses a close relative should wake up. V'yifchad v'yidak, he should be concerned. V'yifashvish massive, he should do, think about what he does. V'yachzer v'tshuva and do tshuva. Ula yad natsa mecharvish al melech hamavis, and that's how he'll be safe in the melech hamavis. Harei oimer, hikisa yisam v'leicholu. Mekan, shetzarch l'hokitz, one has to wake up, v'lochol and davin, v'lachzer b'tshuva. Somebody who loses a close relative and doesn't cry is like a person who is acting like an apikiris. Because a person who doesn't grieve over the loss of a family member is sort of announcing that he thinks that this life, everything we do in this world, is meaningless. He doesn't believe in Tzchar V'Oynish. He doesn't believe in Olam Haba, which is all accomplished by the way we behave in this world. And so, and therefore somebody should cry and be sorry about the death of any relative. Certainly when a tzaddik is nifter, and that neshama that brought so much benefit to this world and benefit to the world, the halacha, we must really feel for the loss of these people, because the world suffers when these people are no longer here. Simresh Tazayin, Dinah Mixas Yom Shvi, Mixas Yom Shloish, V'din Yud Beis Chodesh. B'yom Shvi, on the last day of Shiva, Lachal Shaholcha Menachtim in the Oval, when the Menachtim leave the home of the Oval, Mut B'kol Dvarim Shayosu Tach Shiva, everything they was not allowed to do during the Shiva becomes permitted. Damrinim, because as far as Hilchus Shiva are concerned, the Halacha tells us, Mixas Hayoyim is Kekula. Chutz Mitashu Shemitah, the one thing that's not permitted under these circumstances is Tashmish Hamita, Shasu Kol HaYoyim, that may not be done that entire day. But this Elu She'enem Nachem Megillin Lava B'Yom HaShvi, and apparently in those days the minig was that nobody came already on the last day of Shiva to Menachem Avo. Tzarech Lahatam At Shosh Regim Lavai, he should continue sitting Shiva until the hour that they normally come Shai Yomim, which is the time that in Lach Yitzim Beis HaKnesses, where the minig was that they used to daven in shul, and after they davened in shul, they would come to the Avos house to do Nicham Aveilim. So it's till after they finish davening in shul that's the time Shurigim Lava Menachmim. Mekayim Mechal Yom Shvi B'Shabbos, if the seventh day is on Shabbos, as Lach Yitzim Beis HaKnesses Shachris, after when a shul is finishing davening in Shachris, then the shiv is over, and Mutter B'Talmud Torah. The minig is that people do come, certainly on the last day, to be Menachem Avol, and then the minig is that the people who are there when the shiva is coming to an end should tell the person who's sitting shiva, Kuma, get up from your shiva and proceed back to your life. Sebeis b'yom shloishim amirim b'ay gam ke mitzvah yom kikuloi. The halacha mitzvah yom kikulo is also said on the day of shloishim. V'kivin she'az b'ein b'ay menachem. Certainly on the day of shloishim, there's no the people coming to be menachem. L'kein tefkev shetan tzachama. Immediately after the nets, b'telim amen exer shloishim. The shloishim is over. Chol yom shloishim b'shabbos. If day 30 is on Shabbos, mutar lo le'erchetz b'erev Shabbos b'chamel koyd Shabbos, that erev Shabbos you can wash with hot water. V'loivish big day Shabbos and put on big day Shabbos. V'choizim koyim b'seknesses and he can go back to his regular seat in shul. Avol also b'gluach, he should not take a haircut. There's a machloikis if he could cut his nails on that circumstance. Some say yes and some say not. On the 12 months on parents, the last day is actually the yard site, learning by, and on the day of the yard site, we treat that day like the entire Shnei Masa Chodesh, even it is on Shabbos. But if it was a leap year when his parents died, we don't keep avelus even for a parent, only for 12 months. When the 12 months end, so they end a month before the yard site. So when the yard site day comes, as the yard site day comes, which is at the end of 30 months, it's a yard site day, and all the halachas that apply on a day of a yard site are going to apply, but the halachas of avelus will not come back. After the 12 months are over, the avelus of the 12 months are all over.